And then in the month of May, we came back to the book 4, which starts from Psalm chapter 90.
那今天早上我们要一起来学习的就是这个诗篇的第九十篇。
And this morning, we will learn the book of Psalm chapter 90.
这是摩西的祷告。
And this was the prayer of Moses.
哦，在这边特别介绍他叫做神人摩西。
Here, introduce Moses as man of God.
为什么他叫做神人呢？
Why was he called the man of God?
当然是他是神所选召来做事情的人。
Of course, he was chosen by God to complete his work.
神有重要的任务交代给他，要带领以色列百姓出埃及。
And there was an important duty for him, which is to bring the people of Israel out of the Egypt.
神的诫命、律例、典章也是交给这位神人，让他交给指教给以色列百姓，教导以色列百姓来遵行。
And the law and the books of God was also given to Moses so that he could teach God's people.
但是更重要的，摩西成为神人。乃是也是因为他有神的特性。
And most importantly, why he was called the man of God was also he has the characteristics of God.
摩西在世上极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
According to the Bible, Moses was so humble, and that's beyond all the people in the world.
有一次，摩西跟神相处了一段时间之后。
After Moses spent some time with God,
好，他到山上去。
He went on the top of mountain.
在那边神跟他说话，说话，说话。
So he spoke to God face to face.
一次他下来，从山上下来的时候。
And after he came down from the mountain,
大家都吓了一跳。
Everyone was so frightened.
因为frightened 好吧
，surprise
啊
，surprise， sorry，
我说喂
，surprise，
摩西，你的脸怎么发光了？
Why is your face shining?
因为我们的神他是众光之父。
Because we know our God is a father of all light.
这个光不是太阳光而是一种圣洁的光。
And this light is not from the sun, but it's a light of holiness.
好，那摩西在那边跟神讲话亲近，结果他面皮发光了。
And so after spending time with God, his countenance shone light.
所以他到山下之后，人家发现说：“喂，你的面皮怎么是发光的？”
So after he came down the mountain, people were surprised to see that his countenance was showing light.
好，那当然，那一阵子之后，那个光就没了。
And then obviously, after a while, the light is gone.
可是这告诉我们说，他是亲近神，甚至反映出了神的特质在他的身上。
And that shows how close he was to God, and also reflects his characteristics of God.
那摩西的祈祷当然是跟神的祷告。
And of course, the prayer of Moses was praying towards God.
为什么我们今天特别要来学习摩西的祷告
？So why do we learn the prayer of Moses today?
因为从祷告可以看出一个人跟神的关系。
Because from the prayer, we can see a man's relationship with God.
两个很好的朋友跟两个陌生人在讲话，他们一定讲话的一个关系关系口气会不一样。
And there will be a difference in the relationship in tone if you speak to a very good friend or if you speak to a normal friend.
既然摩西跟神的关系这么好。
And since Moses has such a good relationship with God,
那这个关系也是我们今天所期待、所追求的。
And this kind of relationship is what we're pursuing for.
所以我们要来学习他的祷告。
Therefore, we should learn from Moses' prayer.
我们来看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 90.
总共有十七节。
There's 17 verses.
好，我们慢慢的，我们来把它一起把它读过一遍哈。
Let's read it together slowly.
诗篇，我们中文、英文都可以一起来念。
Both English and Chinese and read together.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90.
第一节。
Verse 1.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。二。
Two.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。三。
Three.
你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。 四
Four.
在你看来千年如已过的昨日又如夜间的一更五你叫他们如水冲去他们如睡一觉早晨他们如生长的草六早晨发芽生长晚上割下枯干七我们因你的怒气而消灭因你的愤怒而惊慌八你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中九我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息十我们一生的年日是七十岁若是强壮可到八十岁但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空我们便如飞而去十一谁晓得你怒气的权势谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢十二求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子好叫我们得着智慧的心十三耶和华我们要等到几时呢求你转回为你的仆人后悔十四求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐十五求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐十六愿你的作为向你仆人显现愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明十七愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上愿你坚立我们手所做的功我们手所做的功愿你坚立阿们、啊、这是神人摩西的祈祷
So this is a Moses prayer, the man of God.
在这个祈祷当中我们看到了他对神的认识
From this prayer we can see how he understands God.
从第一节到第二节
From verse 1 to verse 2.
神的大能以及他的永久
The almighty power of God and his eternity.
以及神的伟大
And also his almighty.
好，那从第三节到第六节，他在这边所讲的是他对神的认知，他从神的角度来看人。
So this is from verse 3 to verse 6 shows how he could understand God, how he stood on God's perspective to look on man.
我们人看东西有我们的看法。
So, of course, for men, we look at things in a certain way.
好像我们在长大过程当中，我们其实我们小时候看一样东西，跟我们长大看一样东西，我们看法会不一样。
Just like how when we grow up, how we see things when you're younger, and then compared to when you were a grown up person.
因为我们不同的经历，我们不同的智慧，我们看一件事情我们的深度会不一样。
Because we have experienced the world, and the different experience makes us see things differently.
但是这边摩西他说神啊，你是怎么看人的
？And here Moses said, God, this is how you look at.
因为摩西他了解神的心意啊
For he understood the heart of man,
摩西得到了神的智慧啊
For he has received the wisdom from God.
所以他了解说神啊原来你是这样子来看人的
Therefore then he said Oh God this is actually how you look at man
这是三节到六节
And this is from verse 3 to verse 6
那第七节到第十节是摩西数算他自己在看人啊
And then from verse 7 to verse 10 is how Moses looked at man.
也是当然也是从神所看，他是在讲说人其实是有多么大的罪恶。
And of course, also from God's perspective, in a way, because he saw how sinful the man is.
或者是说，人 在现实的生活当中有多么的亏欠了神的期待。
Or in the real life, how men fall short of the expectation of God.
神创造了人，他对人有一个期待。
So when God created man, there's a certain expectation.
但是摩西认出事实，说原来在事实里面，我们人是亏欠了神的那个恩典，神的那个期待。
However, Moses knew in reality we fall short of the expectation of God and also short of the grace of God.
所以住在神的愤怒当中。
Therefore, we all live in the wrath of God.
所以住在一个愁苦的的一个环境里面。
Therefore, we were in a sorrowful environment.
好，然后最后这一段呢，讲到了摩西他的追求。
And then the last portion talks about he's the pursuing after Lord.
好，他在世界上，或者是说他从心里面祈求神，他要求神帮助他这些事情。
So he prayed to God in this world that God can help him with certain things.
这样子就是一整篇摩西他的祈祷。
So this is a summary of Moses' prayer in this
chapter. 我们从最前面来看哈。
Let's start from beginning.
第一节到第二节啊，第一节说到主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Verse 1, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
其实这个居所呢，它在原文里面也可以叫做避难所 refuge.
So in the original scripture, the dwelling place can also be called the refuge.
所以人跟神的关系到底是什么？
So what is a man's relationship with God?
人的帮助从何而来？
So where is a man's help coming from?
人的帮助从造天地万物的主宰而来。
So man's help comes from the God who creates heaven and earth.
虽然这位主宰非常的伟大，
Even though this Lord is almighty.
在第二节说到，从亘古到永远你是神。
According to verse 2, even from everlasting and everlasting you are God.
天地海和其中的万物都是这位神所创造的。
So the heaven and the sea and the earth were all created by this God.
我们人是多么的渺小。
And that's how minor we are.
我们人是多么的暂时。
And this is how temporary we are.
跟神比起来一点点都不算是。
We are nothing compared to God.
但是这位神却是我们的居所，也就是我们的避难所。
However, this God is actually our dwelling place, our refuge.
我们在遇到困难的时候，他愿意让我们来隐藏一下。
When we're facing difficulties, he was willing for us to hide in him.
能够保护我们，
so that he could protect us.
能够做我们随时的帮助。
He can be our help as always.
这是摩西对神的一个认识啊。
And this is how Moses understanding towards God.
神你很伟大。
God, you are great.
但是同时，你是我生命当中很重要的避难所。
But at the same time, you are also a very important refuge in my life.
好，那我们继续看哦。但是他后来从第三节到第六节，他是说神怎么来看人。
And then from verse 3 to verse 6, he tells us how God looks at men.
第三节
，verse 3，
你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。
Verse 3, you return men to destruction and say, return, O children of men.
好，在第三节这边其实讲到了神对人的一个创造之后的一个结果。
So, the verse 3 is a conclusion of how when God created man.
好，对对 ，conclusion 好，就是说神是人创造的，人的一开始是神创造的。
So, man was created by God in the beginning.
好，那人的结束也是神所预定的。
And the ending of man was also designed.
在第三节这边讲到了两个人的结局。
So verse 3 tells us two different ending of man.
第一个是在讲尘土归于尘土。
The first one is how the dust returned to dust.
因为人是神由土造成的。
Because man was created out of dust.
人的这个人的身体总归最后面会回到尘土里面去了。
So the physical body of a man will return to the earth, the dust, eventually.
这个其实是一个很在自然界很正常的事情。
And this is actually a very common phenomenon in the nature.
好，所以在第五节、第六节说，好像什么人，其实如果以肉体来说，好像草生长出来，早上发芽生长，但是晚上枯干，割就割下了。
And according to verse 5 and verse 6, it tells us mainly just like the physical body, mainly just like a grass, grows up in the morning, flourishes, and in the evening withers.
人的生命就好像草，就好像花。
So this is our life, and it's just like flower and grass.
它有荣耀，好像花很漂亮。
And perhaps he has a glory just like a flower.
但是它却是很短暂的。
However, it's actually very temporary.
因为草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Because the grass will wither and also the flowers will do so.
在第三节这边其实他讲到了两个结果。
And the verse 3 tells us two different conclusions.
第一个就是尘土，人归于尘土，这个是每个人必经的。
So the first ending is how man should return to dust as like every one of us.
但是第二个他讲到世人要归回。
However, the second ending is to return.
因为人不只是这个身体而已。
Because a man does not just only have.
当神在创造人的时候
，When God created man,
他用地上的尘土造人。
He used the dust of the earth to create man.
然后他吹口气到人的鼻孔里面
，And he breathed through the man's nostril,
使人成为了有灵的活魂。
So the man becomes a living soul.
所以一个人他有肉体。
So a man has a physical body.
这个肉体以后是要归回尘土。
So this physical body will return to dust.
但是神在创造的过程，他还有一个期待，就是这个人的灵魂以后要归回到神那里去。
But another expectation from God is now this soul, after time passes, and he should return back to God.
这一个是神的期待。
And this is expectation from God.
也是神的期望。
And this is also the hope of God.
我们来看希伯来书哈。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
第九章的第二十七节。
Chapter 9 verse 27.
九章二十七节。
Chapter 9, verse 27.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Verse 27, and as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment.
这边就把这两个结果讲得非常的清楚。
So here states the two endings clearly.
按着定命，人人都有一死。
As it is appointed for man to die once.
这个一死代表的是我们肉身归回尘土的那一死。
And this means that the our physical body shall return to the earth.
但是死后呢？他说有一个审判。
So after this death, there is a judgment.
按着这个审判，有些人就能够归回到神那里去。
And according to the judgment, some will return back to God.
所以在我们看回来诗篇九十篇哈，在神创造的过程当中，他的期待其实他是很希望。人能够回到他那里去。
So if you look back to Psalm chapter 90, God's expectation or God really hopes that man can return to him.
如果你看英文，他说 Oh, children of man, return. 就是孩子们回来。
If you look at the English version of children of man, return, he wants his children to return.
那是神对人的期待，他创造人，他爱人，他希望以后人也能够回到他那边去。
So that's his expectation. He really hopes that one day the man will return back to him.
但是人要回到神那边去，他要度过那个审判。
However, in order for man to return to him, he needs to pass the judgment.
他在世上的生活要合乎神的期待。
So his life on this world, on this earth, needs to live according to his expectation.
要活出一个神的荣耀出来。
In order to, they need to live in His glory.
所以说我们继续看诗篇九十篇的时候。
And if we continue to read Psalm chapter 9,
从第七节到第十节
，from verse 7 to verse 10,
这边讲到了一个事实。
And here mentioned one truth,
就是人没有办法，也没有活在神的期待当中。
In reality, that man did not live in expectation.
所以第七节说，我们因你的怒气而消灭。
Verse 7 tells us that we have been consumed by your anger.
第八节说，你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们隐恶摆在你面光之中。
And verse 8, you have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
人的审判不算是最公正的。
So the man's judgment is not the fairest.
因为很多事情人并不知道。
Because a lot of things men do not know.
好，到底发生了什么事情？到底他为什么这么做？我们人的审判只能够以一个我们所能够知道，觉得最公义的方法给他下一个审判。
And we can only go according to what we think is the most righteous way to judge a person.
哦，但是神却是全能全知的。
However, God is almighty.
他看到人最心的深处。
He looked in down into man's deepest heart.
就算隐藏在最隐秘的恶，也是在他的光中没有办法隐藏。
Even our most secret sin cannot be hidden by his light.
哦，所以当神看人的时候
，So when God looks at a man.
他其实是忧伤的。
And he was sad.
本来他创造人是为了荣耀。
So initially he created man to glorify him.
但是人却选择了败坏的道路。
However, man chose a path of destruction.
这事实就是世人活在神的愤怒之下，因为世人所做的恶。
So the reality is they live under the wrath of God, and for we have sinned against God.
我们看创世纪的第六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪六章的第五节。
Chapter 6 verse 5.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。第六节。
6.
耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。所以神他的期待是人在世上过得善、过得好的生活。
So his God's expectation is man can live in the world with a goodness and a good life.
这样子，他们死后的审判，他们能够通过，能够回到神那里去。
So after the judgment, man can return to God.
但是事实是，终日所思想尽都是恶。
But reality is.Man's thinking were full of wickedness.
神后悔造人，甚至他心中忧伤。
So that God was sorry that he made man, and he was grieved in his heart.
当时候的那个时代，神用水洪水毁灭了当时的时代。
So at the time, God used flood to destroy the earth.
那他也应许了再不用洪水这样子的毁灭时代。
At the same time, he also promised and not to destroy the earth with the water.
但是神对人的期待并没有改变。
However, his expectation did not change.
神还是非常期待说世上能够找到有信德的人。
And he mentioned that it's really hard to find a person with good virtue in the world.
对，也是哈。我们看一下那个路加福音的十八章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke.
路加福音第十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音第十八章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 18.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我告诉你们，要给他，要快快的给他们伸冤。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
Verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?
在这边讲到说，人子讲的就是耶稣哈，他来到世界上，他说看得到信德吗？
So the Son of Man refers to Lord Jesus, and he said, will I find someone faith?
重点在哪里？
What is the main focus?
重点在说神希望找到有信德的人。
It means that God really hopes to find faith on the earth.
他喜欢看到有信德的人。
He enjoys looking, seeing people with faith.
他创造人，一开始创造人，希望人就是有信德的人。
So he created a man hoping that they can become a man of faith.
他想要给人福气。
For he wants to give blessing to man.
哦，甚至以后这一个人他肉身毁坏土归于尘土之后，他能够回到神那里去。
He also hoped that after the physical body has returned to earth, man can return to God one day.
哦，但是却找不到。
Unfortunately, he could not find any.
世上没有信德。
There was no faith in this world.
世上终日思想尽都是恶。
And this world is full of wickedness.
所以摩西他所讲的，他在九十篇里面所讲的是，他就是在讨论说，为什么我们人生活会这么的苦。
And here Moses discussed and explored the reason why we are in such a sorrowful life.
为什么都是劳苦愁烦？
Why there's so much labor and sorrow?
为什么有这么多的叹息，有这么多的惊慌？
Why there were so many sighs, there were so many frightened.
不是因为我们的神没有慈爱，
not because God was no love,
而是因为人的亏欠，
but because man is short, fall short of the of God.
所以摩西在看神，在看人，他用一个不同的角度。
So when Moses look at man, or when you look at God, he looks at them in a different angle.
哦，他了解到了人的缺陷。
He understood the shortcoming of man.
对，了解到了人的缺乏，所以他祈求神能够帮助他。
So he prays that God can help man.
哦，既然有这样子的一个了解，知道自己的不足，你才能够祈求神呢。
Because he knew the lacking of man, and then therefore he can ask God to help the man.
很多人不知道要求什么。
A lot of people they do not know what how to pray.
不是因为他们已经完美了。
Not because they are perfect already.
而是他们看不到自己的不完美。
But because they do not see they cannot see their imperfectness.
他一直用自己的眼光看自己，觉得哎呀，我自己太好了。
When he look at himself, he thinks, "Oh, I'm such a wonderful person."
看看他自己，看看他的邻居，他说：“哎呀，我比我的邻舍好多了。”
When you look at him and also look at neighbors, he thinks, "Oh, I'm much better than my neighbor."
但是摩西不是用自己的眼光看自己。
But Moses did not look at himself with his own eye.
哦，他用神的眼光看自己，他发现说：“我自己还有很多缺乏。”
And use God's sight to look at men to know that, "Oh, I'm still." Lacking a lot.
所以他有追求。
So therefore he pursued after the Lord.
从十二节到十七节，他有很多的追求哈。
And from verse 12 to verse 17, there were a lot of things that he pursued after.
简单提几样。
And let's just mention a few points.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
既然我们在世上的时间这么的短暂，
So since our life on this world is so short,
它也是很宝贵，
It's also very precious.
我们要好好的来用它，
We need to use it wisely.
有智慧的来用它，
To use the days wisely.
那一个前提就是学会数算了。
So one way is to learn to number our days.
哦，所以这边摩西祈求神说，请你指教我数算我的日子。
So here verse 12 says, teach us to number our days.
不是照我自己的想法，
not according to my own thinking,
而是按照神的算法，
but according to calculation of God.
数算日子，
to number our days.
有数算日子有两种哈。
So there's two ways to calculate our days.
一个是已过的日子，
Firstly is the days already passed.
一个是剩余的日子，这个日子是在世上的日子吗？还剩下的日子？
And the secondly, the remaining days on this earth.
这两个都要数算。
So we need to number these two days.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第十二章。
Gospel of Luke, Chapter 12.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节到二十一节哈。
Verse 15 to verse 21.
哦，这边是主耶稣给众人所讲的一个比喻啊。
And this is a parable that Lord Jesus said to the people.
要告诉人要在世上的事情要有智慧。
So to have wisdom on this earth.
然后明白说在世界上你到底应该做什么。
To know what is the purpose on this world.
很多人他世上他的目标就是一直赚钱。
So a lot of people, the purpose to live and make money.
哦，那主耶稣说， 讲了这个比喻说让我们免去一切的贪心啊，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富，十五节。
But after saying the parable, the conclusion is so that man does not pursue after world, for the man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things that he possesses.
我就讲一个比喻哈，有一个财主，他的田产丰盛。
So the parable talks about a rich man who has a lot of assets.
啊，应该生活过得不错啊。
He probably live a very nice life.
那这个财主他心里这么想。
So this rich man thinks this way.
啊，我出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？
So what should I do since I have no room to store my crops?
哦，这个收成太丰盛了。
So he has so much crops.
所以他就说了，我要把我现在的仓房这个拆了，然后把盖一个更大的，这样子能够更好的来收藏我这些丰盛啊，
so、he said,
粮食和财物。
So he said, I will do this. I will put down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods.
哦，第十九节
，verse 19.
然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
Verse 19, and I will say to my soul, so you have many goods laid up for so many years.Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
第二十节
20.
神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归给谁呢？
20. But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul will be required of you, then whose will those things be which you have provided?
21节
21.
凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.
数算日子啊
To number our days.
我这个人他也会算啊，哈。
So this person also will number the days.
他很为他会为将来做打算。
He knows how to plan for his future.
有了很多的资财。
He has a lot of assets.
而且他会处理啊。
A lot of things.
以今天的来想说你，他会投资啊。
And according to today's term, he knows how to invest.
用仓库把它存起来，它比较不会坏掉啊。
He knows how to save in a bigger barn.
你现在有的资财，你怎么样去操作它，让哇，我接下来一生好多年都不用啊？他说什么？安安逸逸的吃喝快乐啦。
So he saved so much that he know that for the future, he already planned that he can lay it up and be married for many years.
但是神的算法跟他不一样啊。
But however, God's calculation is different.
他说无知的人啊。
He is a person without knowledge.
今夜必要你的灵魂。
For tonight, the soul shall be taken away.
你所预备的要归给谁呢？
Whose will those things be which you have provided?
你在这世上所积攒的没有一样能够带走。
Whatever you save on this earth, you cannot take away any.
哦，所以在这边说到教导我们数算自己的日子。
Here teaches how to number our days.
摩西祈求神教导他。
Moses, asked God to teach him.
也就是说，不要用我们像这个无知的财主的算法。
So that we do not number our days according to this foolish rich man.
重点是说，不是说一直想说啊，我接下来的日子要怎么过得安逸的生活。
So that we don't calculate how many good days that we going to have.
怎么积攒注重世上财富的累积？
How to focus on building the wealth of the world.
而是从用神的角度来数算。
But to calculate our days from God's angle.
在我剩下来的日子，
for the remaining days of my life.
不管它有多少，我也不知道。
It doesn't matter how many remaining. I do not know.
但是我要怎么预备来做？神要我做的事情。
So how do I prepare so that I can do God's things that God wants
me to do? 我要做一个怎么容神益人的生活。
So how do I live a life that we can to glorify God to benefit man?
这就是在神面前富足了。
And this is be rich in front of God.
所以这是一种的数算呢。
So this is a way to number our days.
我们都会数算。
We all know how to calculate our days.
但是我们要祈求神加添我们智慧。
However, we need to ask God to give us wisdom.
用神的智慧来数算。
So that we number our days according to God's wisdom.
而不是按照世人的方式来数算。
And not according to man.
摩西他会算呢。
So Moses knew how to number his days.
因为他会算。
Because he knew.
所以他做的决定就不一样。
Therefore, he made a different choice.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第二十四节。
11 verse 24.
跟到二十六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24 to 26.
希伯来书十一章二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24 to 26.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。阿们。在这边看到摩西他做了一个选择
I hear Moses made a choice.
他宁愿与神的百姓一起吃苦。
He rather suffer affliction with God's people.
他不要在埃及过罪恶中的生活。
Then enjoy the passing pleasure of sin.
他算是王子啊。
He was a prince.
学了埃及 一些他所有的知识啊。
And he learned all the wisdom from the land of Egypt.
很多的享受啊。
A lot of pleasure.
但是他不要。
But he decided not to follow them.
在他四十岁的时候。
At age of 40,
他数算了。
He started numbering his days.
他想说我接下来的生活我要怎么办。
And he then started thinking, so what is my remaining days going to be?
他宁愿与神的百姓同受苦害。
He rather to choose to suffer affliction with God's people.
放下了王子的生活。
He gave up his status as a prince of Egypt.
因为他看，你都看最后一句了，他想望所要得的赏赐更加的宝贵。
For he looked unto the greater riches than the treasure in Egypt, and for he looked to the reward.
因为他所数算的日子。
Before he has numbered his days.
我是说他在算的日子啊。
When he numbered his days,
他不是只是算地上的日子而已啊。
He does not number only the days of the earth.
他算到以后回到神那边的日子啊。
He numbered the days of returning back to heaven.
这样子一算下来。
And after numbering these days,
他发现以后在回到天家的那个赏赐，那个盼望是多么的好，多么的宝重、宝贵，而且多么的长啊。
He knew how precious, how much more this heaven and this more days to be in the kingdom of God.
跟现在的苦难，跟现在的凌辱相比起来，哇，现在的这个不算什么。
Compared to the suffering and affliction, it's nothing.
因为他会数算日子。
For he has numbered his days.
他发现，现在的苦跟以后的永远比起来，那当然现在要为主过活啊。
So when you look at the a very short term suffering compared to the reward he will get in the heaven,
不要在最终之乐啊。
He will not enjoy the passing pleasure of sin.
要追求到底神在我生命当中他的期待是什么。
So we need to pursue and know what is the expectation of God in our life.
追求救恩啊。
So that we can pursue after salvation.
这样子以后的永远的那个赏赐他才能够得到。
So in the future, the eternal rewards will be his.
好，那数算日子还有一个。
So another way to number our days.
就是数算已过的日子。
And to number the days that already passed.
我们看生命记。
Let's turn to book of Deuteronomy.
33章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
生命记33章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
25节。
Verse 25.
这是摩西对亚瑟的祝福。
This is the Moses blessing. Towards the Asher.
这一段他说你的日子如何你的力量也必如何。
As your days so shall your strength be.
你的日子如何你的力量也必如何。
As your days so shall your strength be.
那当然一个小孩子在长大过程当中他越长大他就越有体力啊。
So
越健壮越长大。
So as the kids grow up, the more the kid grows and the stronger he or she becomes.
但是在这边所讲的是一种属灵心理的力量。
However, this is the strength of the spirit.
你认识主多久了？
For how long you have known the Lord?
你接受这个圣灵的带领 的一个浇灌有多久了？
For how long have you known the Holy Spirit and also the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
我们在主的恩典中越久，我们属灵的生命要越成长。
So the more days we have in the spirit blessing or grace of God, the more spiritual growth we should be.
力量要增长。
Our strength should be growing.
这是我们所要思考、所要数算的。
This is that we need to think about to meditate.
我学圣经学多久了？
For how long have I known the Bible?
我的力量到哪里了？
Where is currently my strength?
我行道的力量到哪里了？
Where can I? How can I? Walk in the path of the Lord.
所以摩西他第一个追求的很简单，就是神啊，求你教我数算日子。
So the first thing that Moses asked God is to teach him to number his days.
让我能够得到智慧。
So that we can gain wisdom.
知道我现在该做什么选择。
So know that what kind of choice to make now.
愿主祝福各位。
May the Lord bless you all.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Sing him.
351首。
351.